Задание А1, А7. Прослушайте текст. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
I've been writing letters to my pen friends since I was about 12 years old. My grandmother and mother had pen friends, so this is how I got my start. I have four sisters, and out of the five of us, three of us have pen friends. I have four children, and none of them are interested in it. But three of my grandchildren have already entered the pen friend world, thanks to me. Brendan, who will be 9 in March, has been corresponding with Jess, the granddaughter of my pen friend Norma Byrne. I've had some interesting experiences through the years, and so much friendship. My first kiss came from a pen friend when I was 16 years old. I was writing to an older lady, and she told me she was too old to write to me, that I should write to her son, so I did. They were from Philadelphia, and we wrote for years. Then I was invited to visit them. I couldn't believe my parents let me go, but they did. We went to see a Phillies baseball game while I was there, which simply thrilled me, being a big baseball fan. One of the happiest pen friend moments was the day I turned 18. I was still in bed when mother said I had a phone call. I was so surprised. It was my pen friend Greta from New Zealand calling to wish me a happy birthday. I was so thrilled. She had secretly written my mom a letter earlier and told her she was going to do this, so she could make sure I was at home. We wrote for years and then somehow lost track. I'm still trying to find her today. To this day, I still know her address by heart.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I've been writing letters to my pen friends since I was about 12 years old. My grandmother and mother had pen friends, so this is how I got my start. I have four sisters, and out of the five of us, three of us have pen friends. I have four children, and none of them are interested in it. But three of my grandchildren have already entered the pen friend world, thanks to me. Brendan, who will be 9 in March, has been corresponding with Jess, the granddaughter of my pen friend Norma Byrne. I've had some interesting experiences through the years, and so much friendship. My first kiss came from a pen friend when I was 16 years old. I was writing to an older lady, and she told me she was too old to write to me, that I should write to her son, so I did. They were from Philadelphia, and we wrote for years. Then I was invited to visit them. I couldn't believe my parents let me go, but they did. We went to see a Phillies baseball game while I was there, which simply thrilled me, being a big baseball fan. One of the happiest pen friend moments was the day I turned 18. I was still in bed when mother said I had a phone call. I was so surprised. It was my pen friend Greta from New Zealand calling to wish me a happy birthday. I was so thrilled. She had secretly written my mom a letter earlier and told her she was going to do this, so she could make sure I was at home. We wrote for years and then somehow lost track. I'm still trying to find her today. To this day, I still know her address by heart.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.